the way my husband was killed was very violently. We have property, and he was getting ready to get on the UTV. And he says, I'm going to ride up to the mountain and come back down. And I said, okay, supper's at 5. Well, at 5:30, he didn't come. And at 6 o'clock, he didn't come. And then it dawned on me, he probably ran out of gas. So I run and get the gas can and get in the truck. And as I'm getting in the truck, I saw a cloud of dust in the air. I thought, well, finally, that's him. And it wasn't. It was 3 cars. And one was the state police, one was the sheriff, and the other one was the coroner. And I go, what's wrong? And they go, there's been an accident. And the next time I saw him was in a casket.
When the ground beneath my feet is shaking like a leaf, God, you're still good to me.
I went in the kitchen one morning and I turned the radio on just like always through Alexa. And when I did, Worship 24/7 was on. And I thought, oh, this is pretty nice. I love worship music. And when I listened longer, I'm like, these guys don't have any games or bells or whistles or jokes. And so that's how I found out about Worship 24/7. It just came on my Alexa, and I had no idea. You just popped up.
I'll take ashes for beauty. I'll take joy for my morning. I'll take to God be the glory. To God be the glory.
You were on constantly 6 months straight. And when I first started listening to it, I was so raw and I was so broken. So I would just leave the station on because it brought to mind the Lord knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly where you are and exactly what you're going through. And if I would wake up in the night grieving for my husband or afraid, you guys were that reassuring voice in the dark for me. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing to dread.